And we are now holding in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, Sif Beis. We are now going to discuss a situation in which someone is acting as a shomer and has taken responsibility for his friend's chometz. The problem is that it is now Erev Pesach. It is now past Sof Zman Achila, which means that approximately 1 hour from now, the chometz will become Isuri Hano. And the only alternative that will be left for this chometz will be Bir chometz. We'll have to burn the chometz. What is the Shomer supposed to do in this situation? So the Mechaber says, Yisrael, Shehoye biyodo chametzo she Yisrael achar bepikadoin. He's watching his friend's chometz bepikadoin. He is a trustee on the chometz. The halacha is Yakveno Adsha Chamishis. He should hold on as long as possible to the chametz. That means until Shor Chamishis, as we mentioned, after the Zman, so Zman Achila, at after 4 hours, until the beginning of the fifth hour. V'imlo Bobalov Imkerenu Le'eni Yehudi. If the owner does not return by this time, at this point, he has no other alternative but to sell it to a goy. L'chatchila, he should sell it in a way that will allow him to go ahead and buy back from the goy after Pesach. If he suspects that by waiting till that time, till this late hour, he will lose the opportunity to sell the chametz. In that case, he would also be permitted to sell it earlier. Now we have to understand, what obligates the shomer whose responsibility is merely to hold on to the chametz and watch it? So what obligates him to go ahead and sell the chametz for the owner? The answer is one of two possibilities. Either the responsibility of being a shomer and watching the chametz obligates him to make sure that the chametz does not become chametz, which is also on Pesach, and therefore needs to be destroyed. The other possibility is that as far as his responsibility as a shomer, he has no obligation. His only obligation is to hold on to the chametz. What obligates him is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which includes saving a fellow Jew's property from damage or loss in any situation. We'll soon see a nafkamina between these two possible explanations. So again, the Mechaber says, what does he do? He should sell to a goy. Now what happens if he didn't sell to the goy? Then the halacha is chayav levaroi bizman isuroi. The halacha is, as any chametz left around bizman isur, it has to be destroyed. B'mitzvah spear chametz. Now, you cannot rely on the assumption that perhaps the owner himself sold the chametz wherever he is. That's only a possibility. Ein safek motzi b'nei vaday, and we therefore have to assume that it was not sold, and the chametz therefore must be destroyed. Okay, now what happens? So the Magen Rambam holds that if this situation could have been prevented by selling the chametz, as we mentioned, so then the halacha is the shomer is considered negligible, and he is obligated to pay for any damages that are incurred in the loss of the chametz. The Chok Yaakov agrees with the Magen Avraham if the shomer is a shomer socher, since he's getting paid, his responsibilities are greater. These achronim are assuming that the obligations of the shomer socher require him to do the mechira. That is the first possibility we mentioned before. However, the majority of the achronim argue and say that selling chametz is not included in the duties of being a shomer. And as we explained before, what obligates him? The only thing that obligates him to sell the chametz is the mitzvah of a Shavuos Aveda. Not doing a mitzvah does not obligate a person to pay for the damages in the loss of the chametz. That is all assuming that we're discussing a case in which the person is a shomer. What if the chametz was given as a collateral? It is given to the lender to hold on as a collateral to collect his loan. So in that case, it is understood that in order to collect the loan, the collateral must be presented, and therefore, the lender, by causing the collateral to have to be burnt in beer chametz on Pesach, so he therefore is giving up his right to use the collateral to collect his loan. And the loan is forfeited. Now, however, if the chametz, if he did hold on to the chametz and not sell it, but it was not burnt, and now the owner comes back, and the lender wants to collect the loan, so even though the chametz is really not worth anything, it's isur hanah, but the halacha is, nevertheless, he can take the chametz and says, here's your collateral, harei shechol fanecha, I'm coming to collect my loan. Okay, now the Mechaber adds that the chametz must be destroyed. We say it's chayav levaro bizman yisuro, afilu im eino chayav b'achriyusu. Even in a case where he's not obligated in any responsibilities, which means to say he's not a shomer. The chametz is simply sitting in his house. He has taken no responsibility whatsoever on this chametz. So then why is it that he has to go ahead and be responsible to get rid of it, to burn it? So there are two possible answers. Either because Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh, everybody, all Jews are responsible for each other, and we therefore would like to prevent the owner of this chametz from having an Iser Zeraisa of Bal Yirah. However, the Gra offers a different opinion, and that is that any chametz that is in your possession on Pesach, even if it is not yours at all, nevertheless becomes your obligation to destroy. The Torah obligates you to get rid of it. It's your Isser Bal Yirah, and therefore you personally have an obligation to remove and destroy this chametz.